This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As presidents do after State of the Union speeches, the incumbent hit the road today to talk up his big proposals from last night. Mr. Obama went to a Costco in Maryland to talk about the minimum wage, then to a steel plant in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, where he talked a little bit about the new retirement plan he announced last night. Workers who don't have IRAs or 401ks could use it. We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer to dig into just how this thing might work.
President Obama stumbled over the name of the new retirement plan last night.
My IRA.
My IRA, kind of like my retirement account. But there's still confusion over exactly what the accounts will be called.
We're just calling it the MIRA.
Karen Friedman heads the Pension Rights Center. She says the name of these accounts may be tough, but they're not complicated.
It's a starter plan. It at least enables people to save in a secure, government-backed account.
The new accounts are aimed at low-income workers who have few retirement saving options. David Sertner is with AARP.
Roughly half of the workforce right now doesn't have a pension plan at work, which is where, again, most people prefer to save by having these monies deducted automatically from a paycheck.
And that's how the new accounts would work. Employers and their workers have to volunteer to participate in the plans. But once they do, money will be deducted automatically and invested in safe government bonds. The initial investment could be as little as $25. Stuart Ritter is a senior financial planner at T. Rowe Price.
The little amounts are what end up being the big amounts later on. So we shouldn't be poo-pooing the smallness of getting people started.
In fact, the Obama administration already has plans for when the accounts get big. Once they hit $15,000, they have to be transferred into a private sector IRA. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.